reset the clock. We're back here behind the paywall for another episode of Ballin' Out
Girl Times.
Had to pause because our hamburgers came.
And also, you guys were saying absolute dog shit nonsense. For
and we
about
were saying dog shit nonsense.
What?
And we watched Bill Maher for around 3 to 5 minutes.
I asked Katie, well, you went to go get the food. I asked Katie, so what have you been up to? And she said, oh, nothing.
Yeah, that's,
that's true.
We all were not on our game. No pointing fucking fingers.
I let Katie down, and I'm sorry. But I'm here to do better and record an anime podcast that will make you, the listener, proud. Proud to be a friend.
Proud to pay money for us to do this.
Yeah. Okay.
Proud to be a Patreon.
Or at least I know I'm
weeb.
And I won't forget the piss.
I won't forget
the piss.
Me.
Yeah. That you took on me to give me this content.
Yep. Okay. You know, we're here for a lot of reasons, but number one is to learn, and that's why we're going to pull up some...
And I gladly squee up.
There we go.
Some interesting facts while we're here, you know, we're going to discuss the hottest anime news.
You remember that time that we did a stream of... What were we doing? Oh, we were doing a Pokemon stream, and every time that we would grind for... stats, one of us would just pull up a Wikipedia page.
I read the entire dogfighting Wikipedia page, and we learned a lot.
I didn't retain any of it.
I was saying that it is some country's national sport, and Wikipedia did not verify that fact.
Right.
No country is putting dogfighting first and foremost.
Yeah. What
on
country
Wikipedia.
Does Top Gun take place in?
America. Because
there's a lot of dogfighting in that.
Oh, holy shit. This is a good podcast. I was worried for a second there, but now we're locked in.
Yeah, we're locked in, baby. Riff cannons.
Lock missiles. Fire. All right. Well, let's introduce your pilots of today's program.
Yeah. Give us call signs.
Commander, Red Star 1, Alex Patak. I'm here with Gold member, Jeremy Hammond.
He's got the free blankets. He gets to go sit in the Gold Star Lounge.
Personal friends with Beyonce Knowles, Gold member, Jeremy Hammond.
Oh, I thought you were doing like Gold member, like Austin Powers.
Yeah,
gold
I am.
Yeah, okay.
No, Gold. Oh. Yeah.
He's friends with Beyonce.
Gold member.
He's
dude, I'm so proud of us for not doing that on the Branson episode because we were doing it for so long before he got there.
I know. And my tweet with it bombed, doing hot Kumail is hot Kumail.
Yeah, it doesn't really work.
You can't really hear it, though, is the problem.
Hmm.
He's the man.
The man with the
abs.
Golden abs. Yeah. Hot Kumail, a thing we're still talking about and will for the remainder of 2019.
Look, you need an injection because it's got to keep you going for another week and a half.
But also, it's caused a lot of psychic trauma amongst the community.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a second. We have to introduce Katie. And up next, Katie Thornbushel Rose Leon.
Fuck you.
It's hard to come up with a call sign off the top of your head.
I know, because they all have like really good ones in that movie. Like
Goose
is the weakest one.
Well, I think it's good.
I don't even think that's his call sign. I think his name is Goose.
His name is Goose. His confirmation name is Goose.
Because like everybody is like,
and he thought he would be funny.
Maverick, Iceman, Jester,
Goose. Hey, I'm going to my scary plane, huh?
Yeah. It's a good movie.
Yeah.
It's really
when
not bad.
When's the last time you've seen Top Gun?
We got to do two of these today.
The last time I've seen Top Gun was over 10 years ago.
Oh, Katie, you got to watch it again.
They're making a new one.
I hate Tom Cruise.
Maybe on Jeremy's movie podcast, Top Gun's coming
I don't
back
wanna,
in.
Don't make me
I love
it.
Pitching episodes for your podcast to other people. It makes me excited. If you like movies, I know a guy who watches those.
Really? You know a guy who watches movies? Yeah. I know every guy that watches movies, because every guy watches movies.
All right, Katie, it's not a competition.
We all know someone who watches
movies. Some people watch them more than others.
I know. I just think it's so funny when you meet like the guy who's like, I'm the movie guy. I'm like, all right, yeah, I also breathe air. Like, what's so interesting
when you
about
swipe
that.
Right on Tinder for Movie Bob.
I just mean in general, you guys have all met that person where they're like, yeah, but I like really like
I'm
movies.
I'm like a cinephile.
Have you ever been that person?
Me, I've met Robert De Niro.
Through the silver screen.
I will say, though, I think friend of the show, Frank DiRigerio, has the best version of like the cinephile personality type because he's not a pain in the ass about it and just has a million funny pictures of him with celebrities from when he was fat.
When he was a fat teenager. It's like very endearing.
It's really
endearing. Who does he have pics with?
Dude, everybody. Honestly, like you name a star from like 10 years
Jack
ago.
Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, for sure.
Bobby De Niro.
Oh, yeah.
Blade.
He's a
Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, Wesley Snipes.
Maybe not.
No, he might.
Wow. I'm seeing a trend here. Interesting.
I think it's more
Wesley
that
Snipes,
I think
not
Wesley
in the picture.
Snipes is already on his way to jail when Fat Frank was on the scene trying to take pictures.
Yeah, that could be. But yeah, they're all great because Frank was like a fat teen with like the rosiest cheeks you ever did see.
Yeah, it's
well, that's
real,
the best
wholesome.
Kind of kid to take a picture with.
Yeah. With especially because like big Hollywood people, cheeks. It's like, it's then that you really realize because like you look at Hollywood people in movies and you're like, yeah, like they're attractive, but they're like, you know, they're playing a person. They're believable as a normal person. And then you see them next to somebody you know and you're like, nope, they are not believable as normal people. That is an outrageously good looking person.
Dude, you could just visit LA and even the people who aren't famous there are just like, oh, you get sun all year round. Oh, I look sick.
Well, you're from where vegetables are from? Jesus Christ.
I hate it.
A raisin diet does wonders for you.
Yeah. It's interesting how your validity as an attractive person really does change depending where you are in the country.
Yes, queen.
I love a favorite movie of mine, a cheesy movie of mine is Soap Dish. With Sally Field and Rob Downey Jr. back in the day, and then she's a soap star. And there's a scene where she's depressed, so she goes to a mall in Paramus, New Jersey, to get like pretend like she's just trying to shop, but then she gets recognized, so she gets to sign autographs to like boost her ego.
Now that's
like
movie.
How I feel when I go to like a concert on Long Island. When I go on here, everyone ignores me, but there, everyone's like, I love your hair.
It's purple, like my heart.
I get stopped by girls in the bathroom. The ticket taker is like, oh, I also have a tattoo of a flower. I'm like, you do? That's
cute.
Oh my
God. Wow.
Yeah.
It's on my wrist. I just wanted a little one. It's on my wrist.
Yeah. Like, it fucking rules.
Yeah.
There's a sign on my ankle that I think says love, but actually a Chinese woman wrote fuck on my toes.
But the thing is that I think it wouldn't be charming for very long, right?
No, I don't want to stay.
You wouldn't want to stay there because then once you stay there for long, you know everybody, and then they're not complimenting you anymore. Then they're saying, like, did you hear about Craig at CVS?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to be queen shit of Turd Mountain. I just like to go visit Turd Mountain and have all the little turds say, what's up?
Yeah, let's talk about Craig at CVS for a minute.
Yeah,
what's
did
so
you
wrong
hear
about
him?
What did Craig do?
He's been giving out fentanyl.
Oh my fucking God.
People say that's where
that's
the dealers
good.
Are getting the fentanyl from.
That's like good suburban drama, though. Nobody actually has drama like that.
It's true.
Like,
it's always like...
He's decided he's not going to grad school. And you're like, that's not... anything.
Did you hear about
Craig? He knocked up Tara.
Even that would be juicy. Did you hear about Craig? He
got fired for stealing pencils.
Yeah. He like made out with somebody.
Yeah.
He made out with Julie from Dollar Tree.
Yeah, when I was working at the Broadway Mall, it was like that all day long. I'd be in the food court and they're like, you hear about Carl? He's been hooking up with the girl from Zoomies, but he also was hooking up with Sarah from Express. And I'm like, I don't know any of these people.
Oh, you know Sarah from Express. You She's the one Sarah. Who got diarrhea from the bourbon chicken.
Oh, that was funny. And they had to shut down the whole food court, but I couldn't, I just wanted Arby's. And I'm like, can you just let me into the Arby's though?
They're like, no, you have to go to the Jamba Juice. It's a separate kiosk.
You guys have really expressively created a mall, and I'm living in it.
The thing is that we are from where malls are from.
What
you
a
have malls,
beautiful...
Right?
Everywhere has malls, but here. Literally anywhere else has malls.
Yeah. Well, a lot of malls are, like, gone now.
Yeah, that's true.
What?
Yeah, yeah. Malls are closing rapidly.
Mallpocalypse? Yeah, but you can still go to a mall.
They
malls closed because they're outcompeted by other malls because there were too many malls.
Right.
No, but now like malls as a whole are going away.
Yeah, they're
right.
Because
you can just
out.
Download a mall.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You could download a mall.
You wouldn't download a mall.
But it's always super funny because it's like it's one of those things like an architecturally like noticeable Chinese restaurant or like an old McDonald's or something where like there's nothing you can do with a mall once it stops being a mall.
Yeah.
So it's always going to look like a mall. So the best they can do is
be
like
apartments, right?
I don't even know if it could.
I don't know.
They don't put windows in
there's
malls.
There's that Source Mall in Long Island that's just like a big, empty
Yeah, they put
bust.
A Cheesecake Factory in it.
They did?
Yeah, there's a big Cheesecake Factory and a Dave & Buster's.
Hey,
and that's
anybody,
what's left.
Has anybody ever done this? Yeah, I got a Cheesecake Factory for you right here.
Oh!
And you point at your ass.
Righty!
You point at your ass.
Yeah, the thing about
like your
the...
ass makes cheesecakes, I'm saying. So has anybody done that?
So this old Source Mall... is now it's just like
yeah,
a
we'll go
a,
back to your thing.
It's a Cheesecake Factory and a Dave & Buster's, and you can walk through the hallway that used to be the mall, so you can just see all the closed shops and like the old food court that doesn't exist anymore.
There used to be a Rainforest Cafe there.
Yeah.
This is where we used to live.
Are there even Rainforest Cafes anymore?
Oh, no, no, no. That chain went out of business years ago.
Ever since Bolsonaro. But Lula's Rainforest Cafes had their own problems. We need to address it on the
just
left.
Lining up the workers at the Rainforest Cafe for public execution.
It's actually just like a farmer who works next door, just emboldened by the policies.
Just picking up a machete
this is my cafe
and going
now.
To town on the Rainforest Cafe.
I just like had a flashback of having a meal with my still married parents at a Rainforest Cafe, and I'm like honestly feeling triggered. So we have to move on.
Oh damn! I had so much to say.
Yeah, we gotta go.
Cheesecake Factory.
We have to move on.
Have we been to a Cheesecake Factory?
I've never been to one.
Cheesecake Factory. They microwave the food.
I bet.
And so that any place where the menu is too big, and I've wanted to express this on a podcast, if the menu is too big, you have to leave because it means they're not taking the love and care they need to make the food that they're offering you. They're just heating it up.
Yeah, well, it's the amount of turnover you'd have to be doing to keep all that food fresh.
Think about it.
Insane.
If you worked in the kitchen, like there's no way you could make all that food.
Is anyone shocked to find that out?
People are shocked when I tell them this. They can't believe it. Their precious Cheesecake Factory?
I just like, I remember there was
brought low by my justice?
There was a video that went viral of a girl at Panera showing you that the mac and cheese is just microwaved. And I'm like, did anyone think anything other than that? Like,
yeah,
I just am not surprised.
Certainly
they're
not
picking the grain back there.
It just goes
cheese.
Yeah, it's true. What level of pre-prep is like acceptable?
Well, it just goes back to my point that I think I've made on the show before that I feel like we need to do like what the Israeli army does, but
yep,
here
another occasion.
Where,
Katie's corner.
Where I feel like everyone needs, if we're gonna keep living in this capitalist society, everyone needs to be required to work. Like 3 years of either retail or food service.
Okay.
So like when, so they know how to treat people in those industries.
Yeah, so we know what to do when Palestinian children come into my cafe.
Conscription into the service industry, you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that.
Because I just, when you talk to somebody who clearly has just never worked a job like that in their life.
Yeah.
And they're just such dicks. Or yeah, they're shocked that mac and cheese is microwaved at Panera. And I'm like, yo, you need to live in the real world.
Yo, I met a girl at college who didn't know what an escalator was.
What?
Yeah, I know.
What the fuck does that even mean?
That's what I said. I said, what do you mean you don't know what an escalator is? And she's like, it's like stairs. And I was like, what kind of sheltering is this?
I'm
stairs based sheltering.
I guess it's like an American thing.
Yeah.
No, she was from Brooklyn.
Maybe she was just stupid.
She was stupid. She was a very special kind of sheltered and stupid person together. It was like, you know when War Greymon and Metal Garurumon fuse and become Omnimon?
I do know that.
She was like when stupid girl and sheltered girl fuse to become girl who doesn't know what an escalator is.
That's madness.
I've been ranting about the new Digimon movie that got announced, and me and Alex watched the trailer, and then we watched it automatically. A Watch Mojo video started playing of top 10 Digimon transformations.
Iconic Digimon transformations.
So we've been watching that.
I will say this. We did pick fun at the presentation of the video, but good Digimon transformations.
Yeah. And it did keep you guys engaged. I went to go throw shit out, and I came back, and we were still watching.
We were talking about. Yeah. We're still talking about it.
That's like when when you put on a educational video on the computer so you can go take a piss when you're babysitting.
Yeah.
Me and Alex were like, top 10 Digimon transformations.
Put on Paw Patrol. Paw Patrol.
It's a Patamon doing it to Agemon. I want to fuck that Digimon.
I
want
to fuck that. That's what we were doing. I'm fun of fucking so bad. War Greymon's hung like a statue.
Statues aren't hung.
Yeah, like a big dick one.
There's no big dick
there
statues.
There are some.
There's no big dick statues unless they have horses. David's dick is tiny.
No,
David's
but dick they is say it's
oh, but I mean like compared to a person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. All right.
Yeah. Makes you think before you
fair
judge
point.
David. A beautiful man.
Although he would never, if he was around other David-sized people, they'd all be like, look at that little shrimp dick.
Yeah, but
I'm now Googling big dick statue. We'll just see what comes up.
Also, I'm sure there's some fertility statues where it's just
a
dick.
Yeah, it's just nothing but a dick.
Look at this thing. I mean, it's a satyr, but
I'm not seeing anything. Oh, yeah.
Half his body is his dick for that one.
Let's see.
And that's what War Greymon is like. War Greymon's got that plate.
Oh, this does not count.
Why? Because it's a satyr?
This doesn't look
satirist?
Well, first of all, it's on Etsy. Somebody made it on Etsy.
No, but it's a replica of a real... I've seen that in art history.
I've seen that.
I've seen the dude with the wheelbarrow under his giant dick. That's a funny one.
Yeah.
But it's not a statue. That's a drawing.
Yeah, but it could be a statue if you would just take your dime and make it.
Yeah, but I think we all know that we were talking about classical depictions
of
men.
You're just thinking of David, and you're so judgmental of him.
I'm thinking of Greek
you're
shit,
jealous.
Too.
Jealous.
I'm thinking
you're
of Greek shit.
You're jealous of how he looks and how he looks so good. Because, his dick is small, but also, the man's a great... He's got that V muscle thing happening.
Wait, so you're not counting sculptures from other cultures other than Western
Greek?
This
is the Buddha with a big dick.
Buddha with a big dick.
Can I see that?
It's a damn shame this is an audio medium, because this is fantastic.
You guys can all picture
it,
though.
I'll put it in the show notes.
You can picture it pretty well.
Yeah, wow. It's like half of his body.
Yeah. No, I mean, I guess I don't really know a lot of nude male depictions from non Western classical.
Yeah, because what I'm saying is there is a lot of dicks
Western,
in the non-Western
society.
Oh, yeah, I bet a lot of... dude, fucking... Old Japanese prints, they depict their dicks so wide. They're still they're short dicks, but they're really wide.
Well,
it's
just a
That's
long tradition of horny lithographs over there.
Yeah, dude.
You know what was funny when you said Japanese prints? I thought that was just a phase Prince went through. That
yeah,
you know
Japanese
about. Prince. You know, Prince, and then he becomes the symbol, and then he becomes Japanese Prince. Which today would never be okay, but in the 90s, you were Prince is so ahead of his time.
Yeah, he changes the symbol
he's
to
Japanese
just a kanji
Prince.
Symbol.
Yeah, he's only wearing robes and shit. he thinks he knows karate, but it's just punch dancing, and we're like, God damn it, Prince.
Prince, we
damn
got
it, Prince! It's my name is Japanese Prince now.
It would be that David Bowie Nazi phase where everyone's just I don't know about this dude.
David Bowie Nazi
And then
Nazi
you just
phase.
Pretend that it didn't happen so you can keep liking them.
David Bowie Nazi phase?
Yeah, dude.
I'd never heard of that.
Yeah, he had a Nazi phase.
Do go on.
He wasn't he didn't seem he was politically anything in particular, but he was dressing a Nazi and stuff. And he was it's a character I'm doing. And everyone's I don't know about this dude.
In a way, Hitler was in space.
Kind of, yeah. Really not far off.
You're on the moon, Zeke Heil. Man, what year was that?
I don't know.
That sounds
it was
like
definitely
thing.
Yeah, it was during
1980s.
Yeah, it's like a valley in his career for sure.
You know, I feel like we're on a 20-year cultural rotation of kind of like weird. You know, I'm just thinking of like 90s and 2010s and 80s and 2000s of like right wing swing, left wing swing.
Uh-huh.
And that means we're set back for another right wing swing soon in culture, like the 80s and 2000s.
Okay.
And what kind of dark, you know, like Nazi turn are we going to see?
I mean, as like in culture, you're
yeah,
talking
in culture,
about,
so. Like 1980s, you have Michael J. Fox, and he's like the conservative kid, and he's going.
Yeah,
to work
okay,
on
I
TV.
See what you're saying. Yeah, and so
in
this 2000s,
case, you have Jack Bauer.
So in this case, culture is downstream of politics. So like we have our hard right political turn, and then a hard right cultural turn. That
I mean, they already have been like pushing so many war movies and stuff. They've been everywhere.
Yeah, that's true. They're Jacked putting all Ryan. Of our beloved sitcom actors into CIA roles.
Yes. When are they going to make a movie where they make the Statue of David go on a spy mission?
That would be very funny if it's the Statue of David and he doesn't even like move or nothing. It's just like the literal statue.
David, they're trying to take away our culture. The things we protect. And then he's just like posing and they're like, damn it, David.
David and Benghazi. All I have is this slingshot to destroy this embassy.
David, they're Muslimically surrounding us.
Oh, yeah, he wouldn't be. He would be on the other side of that.
He would?
Yeah, no, I was in my like David and Goliath scenario. The Goliath is the embassy, but.
No, you're thinking of. You're being sympathetic to the other side here.
Yeah.
When we're taking a right-wing turn for the 20s.
Right.
Yeah.
Katie, you got anything?
I'm sorry, I have a headache, so I've been closing my eyes while you guys riff.
Okay. Great. Store your power. You know when Goku has to distract Raditz while Piccolo charges up? This is a lot like that. Uh-huh. So we gotta keep going. We'll swing back to Digimon in a second. She'll love that.
No, I'm not trying to be rude. I just, like, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be rude.
No, you're charging up.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Charging your Makansa Popo. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I said
that's
it.
Right. Proper Japanese titles.
Jeremy, I'm not going to say what did you watch this week, because now that's what you're covering on your other podcast, but have you been playing any video games?
I've been playing City Skylines again in a pretty major way, and it is no good.
No good.
It's bad, dude. I gotta get my shit together with that game because I will just stay up way too late playing.
That's why I'm not playing Hearthstone anymore. Mm-hmm. I finally freed myself. It took around 6 years.
You do a couple turns and then out of nowhere you're like it's 3 a.m. or something like that.
It's like Civilization time where you just go into a fugue state.
Exactly. Yeah. Like Civ does that to me too.
If you're an effective game, you can just sap time from the real world.
It's unbelievable.
Like, fuck, I'm 33.
How effectively these games do this. Fuck, I'm 33 and I have no career.
Look at my cool city.
But look at how detailed this elementary school is. And then people look at it and they're like, wow, you really
what
got in there.
What have you been working on in City Skylines?
I'm making an American city, a small American city.
Big
that's
mistake.
Upstate New York.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's nothing special about it?
No, that's the point of it, is that it's a nothing special city. Like, the whole idea of it is that you're supposed to look at it and be like, man, nothing good happens here.
Are there, like, tier systems in City Skylines? Like, when I play Hearthstone, you can have, like, the tier one decks that help you win.
Sure.
Or you can play creatively and make your own decks.
Uh-huh.
Are there, like, cities that are, like, obvious meta breakers where you're like, yeah, of course you want to make a San Fran?
I don't get what you mean. Oh, like...
Like, how do you win?
So, I mean, I'd say, like the version of that would be either, like a Central European city is the thing that, like, everybody tries to do at some point.
Of course.
And it's to the point
Oh, look,
now,
I made Prague!
Well,
oh.
part of, yeah, like, exactly, it's like obviously
river.
It's beautiful, they made everything beautiful in real life, like, of course your version of it's gonna look cool.
Would you like sex or weed? Because you can buy those here.
And then the other version of it would be like giant fuck off interchanges, like crazy highways of like 9 highways together.
Gross.
Look at it. And you're just like, this would never be anywhere. Why? Why did you make it? This is just stupid. Like the amount of land you'd have to use for this.
Yeah. Who made this City Skylines map? The governor of California?
Woo!
Yeah, they have too many lanes over there, folks.
Ooh-wee.
Too many lanes.
Too many lanes.
Yep.
Make a rail system, you fucks.
Woo!
I have been exploring the Nintendo Switch independent games. Mm-hmm. Like anything that's $3, I will buy. Woo. There are some gems on Katie. There. Katie, if you're gonna charge up, you can't also woo. You have to pick one.
I'm trying to contribute.
It's just coming out as woos. Have you played any of the cheap games on Switch?
I have so many.
You have so many? What do you have?
I have No Thing, which is a Rails like game that is just...
Rails, you say?
It's just on Rails, you know, like a Rails shooter where you can't control. Oh, yeah. And you just turn the and it tells kind. You an existential story.
Yeah.
And it's like all vapor wavy. It makes me nauseous.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it's like 94 cents.
So it's
cents.
A game that is on the rails as opposed to this podcast, which is off the rails.
Yeah.
I'd say we're very on the rails.
I bought
I
a
resent
game
that, sir.
Called Blood Hockey Pro, and it's a hockey game, and you fight.
That sounds sick.
It's okay.
And you like play hockey, too?
Yeah,
I played
fine.
One with Jeremy called Choped. And they do it in a Cockney accent where they have like chainsaw swords and you hop on each other and chop. And go. It's like a four-player battler. And it's
yeah,
like,
that game sucked.
One, two, three, let's chop.
So they just released a new Stardew Valley update. So I'm going to start.
Multiplayer.
So, well, that's existed for a while. This is the update that came out literally 2 days ago. So,
what the fuck?
What's new? What's new in it?
I think
what
there's,
the fuck?
There's more fish.
Okay.
There's a new mystery. It said there's like some sort of mystery thing to solve, which is cool because like there's no like definitive end of the game. So I
right,
think this
yeah.
is like a thing that you can do to kind of like give yourself an ending.
How similar yeah. is Stardew Valley to... what's the one Nintendo makes where you do nothing?
Harvest Moon.
Harvest Moon.
Yeah, it's like similar.
It's very similar, yeah.
It's better though, because the politics of Stardew Valley are very sweet. Because very early on, you're given a choice to support what is essentially Walmart or not. And if you don't, then you help.
You get a better game.
Yes.
Like you quite literally just get a better game
yeah.
if you don't do it.
Yeah.
What happens if you do it? They just like give you.
They
Harvest Moon?
They take over the community center and just like it's like literally like an 80s movie. They
yeah.
just like buy up your town and
oh,
shit.
And you have to dance the town hall back?
No, you don't
no,
get it back.
No, there's no getting it back.
Oh, there's no getting
That's
back.
The thing is, it's like there's no
oh,
turning
like
back the
life.
Clock on this decision. Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
I hope this decision's right at the beginning.
It's just like, it's literally like one of the first things you
okay,
do, and
great.
It's like an irreparable
really...
damage that you do to your town.
My first playthrough, I really had it in my head that once you clean up the community center for the town, that guy who is an alcoholic would sober up.
Mm-hmm.
And he's one of the boys you can date. Yeah.
I have not played this game.
I've
lived this
he doesn't.
Game.
I love my favorite thing about Stardew Valley is when you date everyone at once, they fucking... They
become jealous.
Yeah, they confront you at a pool table, and they're like, how you feel that all your boyfriends are in one place, Katie? And I'm like, yeah, pretty sick. Biggest
yeah,
player
actually,
in the
nice.
Game, motherfucker. I'm dating everyone in this fucking town. You guys had nothing going on until my ass showed up and started fucking all of you. The dream. anyway, so they updated that, so I'm going to start a new game soon.
Yeah.
And then they released a new version of Star Ocean, which is a Japanese JRPG that hasn't been officially translated before. I had a ROM of it that's been translated.
Mm-hmm.
That Wasn't there
Star Ocean on PS2?
They made a version of it.
Oh, yeah, but it wasn't that real shit.
Yeah, so
Star Ocean, I feel like everyone who's on behind the paywall has all played somehow.
Is it the one that, like...
It was originally a Super Nintendo game.
Was it the one that, like, they advertised as, like your emotions play a key role in battle?
You're thinking of Treasure Planet.
Treasure Planet?
Yeah, there's Star Ocean and there's Treasure Planet.
Star Ocean is like time travel and people with
monkey
tails.
Treasure Planet is the movie Treasure Island, but it's a planet.
Okay.
But yeah,
that's the
has
game
a new
where,
song
like,
by the not the Cure.
But is that the game where like when somebody dies, they like die for real and then you're sad and it makes your battle go better because you're full of rage?
No, that is not
Persona?
Star Ocean.
I have no idea
what you're talking about.
That's the thing is, so this is a game that like I've thought about forever because I saw the ads for it and I never got it because I had a single mom. And
what system was it for?
I don't know. I don't remember. Wow. I just remember seeing ads for it in like Game Informer.
That sounds
or
like a Dreamcast game. The Star Ocean was for Super Nintendo. It was like a, it's a pixel game.
Right.
Damn. Well,
hey,
it's infuriating.
Folks at home, if anybody knows what the fuck game I'm thinking of, I sure would love to play it. I feel like it never came out. That's how I've thought of it.
I feel like you made it up just now.
No, I definitely didn't make it up. Like the ad like copy for it literally was like, your emotions play a key role in battle.
It's Seaman.
Seaman.
Yeah, Seaman. Do you know that game?
No.
I
it was a Dreamcast game that was in real time in which you take care of a fish with a man's face called Seaman. Okay. And if you don't like check up on it all the time, it's like super mean to you and shit.
What the fuck?
And it clearly was a failure of a game because like who has time to like, because they were trying to like make a Tamagotchi, right? But it's like you can't like be turning on your Dreamcast every like 20 minutes, you know what I mean?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. All right. Well, that's 30 minutes. Let's get into the episode.
Woo!
Good job, everybody. We're powering through this one.
Sailor Moon Crystal is episode 9. It's called Serenity. Pretty good show, huh?
Serenity now!
Serenity now.
Serenity now.
It's Christmas.
I feel like shit. Talk about the episode.
Yeah, you're clipping. Turn Katie down.
No.
Turn Katie down. She's clipping.
It's because I screamed.
She's clipping through the wall. Okay, so Sailor Moon. Who is she as a beautiful woman? Who is she as a character? She, as of last episode, she's in a terrible struggle on the roof of Tokyo Tower. Sailor V had gotten into a skirmish with the dreaded Kunzite, who was blasting all of the Sailor Scouts with terrible green beams.
Boop,
also,
boop, boop.
They can fly now.
Yep.
Wasn't that a surprise?
Yep. There's a lot of stuff in this episode that they don't explain at all.
No.
There's the action is horrible. Because they just literally don't show things happening. It's fucking crazy.
As Katie was saying when we were watching it, Sailor Moon Crystal takes out the filler from the original Sailor Moon and also the plot of Sailor Moon.
They're like, you're just left with some stuff.
It just strange computer images of teens twirling about.
It has the feeling of like watching Robot Chicken, but then every sketch is Sailor Moon.
Yeah.
Like,
and
just
they do have
everything just keeps like, it's like a quick thing, quick thing, quick thing. Nothing really ever seems to lead to anything. It's just little moments that you just keep seeing. And
right.
then.
And then Seth Green is like, Endymion? And then it skips. You know?
It was a job, Seth Green. What the fuck else are you doing?
Yeah, come on, Seth Green. I can do a better offensive voice than you.
Oh, whoa, I'm Endymion?
He does so many different versions of a black guy voice on that show. It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, he does. Yeah,
he could just hire a black actor. That's also an option.
Yeah. No, but he needs more power. He was in Austin Powers.
What?
Seth Green.
Yeah.
He was Dr. Evil's son. Remember that?
Yeah.
Funny plot.
Familiar.
Because he didn't want to be part of the evil family. And
that's right.
Dr. Evil said, won't you be part of my
Is Mini-Me in the first one?
Yeah. No. Dude, he's in all of them.
Oh.
Is he not in the first one?
I don't remember.
He's got to be in all of them.
I feel like he is, yeah.
You just fucked my mind so completely by even suggesting that. You're fucking my whole life up right now by suggesting a world without Mini-Me.
Well, we live in it. Isn't he dead?
Yeah, he did die.
Yeah, Vern Troyer's dead.
Come on! Trying to do a podcast and you're just getting in my head. You're getting in my head and telling me Mini-Me's dead.
I need to leave, so please have Alex.
We're doing another one after this.
Oh, you guys might have to do that without
me.
I feel like I'm
going
to hurl.
Okay.
All right.
We'll text you a summary of Sailor Moon. But listen, here's what's happening. So they're having a battle to the death with Kunzite on top of Tokyo Tower. He has, at the end of last episode, blasted Mamoru, who's Tuxedo Mask, who had jumped in the way of Sailor Moon to save her life. And at the start of this episode, it opens and he's like, oh!
He's super dead and he's... But,
No!
The beam has knocked loose the crystals of the mind, and they're coming loose. You know, like when you're shaking a bottle and you're like, oh no, I dropped the tab in there. You can hear it rattle.
Yeah,
around.
Yeah. My mind crystals are
crazy. Yeah. Like spray paint can.
And he's like, I hear a voice, and Endymion is a memory. Oh, I think I'm Endymion. Oh, fuck, I'm the Earth Prince Endymion.
Yep.
Too bad I'm dead.
Yeah, I'm
Wait,
dead.
He's the Earth Prince?
Yes.
Wait, are you kidding me? We said this out loud.
And I'm the only one watching this show.
So he's the Earth Prince and he married the Moon Princess.
Yes.
The whole episode is going to be us explaining that. Hold on. So this is the opening of the show.
The show doesn't spell things out.
I know. It's okay, but it does spell a little bit, and that was the only thing we learned this whole episode.
It definitely was very clear about that one part. So, Tuxedo Mask was blasted, and he's thinking out loud his thoughts before he dies, like, oh, I see a girl with long blonde hair and pigtails that don't really make any kind of sense, and she's wearing a flowing gown. Who is it, my princess? Or is it Sailor Moon? Or as I call her, Serenity. Name of the show, name of the episode, Serenity.
Mm-hmm.
It's a twist. Surprise, Sailor Moon in a past life was actually the Moon Princess Serenity.
Yes.
Who looked just like Sailor Moon does now, but she wore a wedding dress every day.
She looks great.
Did she get any more names after this?
No.
All right.
Yeah, she's...
So we're at max names now.
We're at max names for Sailor Moon. Three names. We got Usagi, that's the regular type.
Uh-huh.
We got Sailor Moon, that's the fighting type. And then we got Princess Serenity, the Moonarchy type.
But then we also have Serena, which is the American dub type.
Yeah,
which...
but that doesn't count for this one.
Sure, but I mean, like it or not, that's still stuck in my brain.
Yeah. Do you like
every
it
time
or
I
not?
See her, like I know I'm supposed
Deal
to be calling
with
him Mamoru,
it, Katie.
But
no,
I keep wanting
okay.
to call him Darien.
Damien.
Damien?
Damien was his American name.
That was Darien.
No. God.
Mamoru?
Yeah, it was Damien.
You're killing Katie.
I'm dying. You might be right. I don't know.
I think I'm right.
I have a brain fever.
Wait. So if Damien,
I'm looking it up.
If Damien was Endymion, what was his English name as himself? Was it like Matt?
No, Jeremy might be right. I don't know anything anymore. Even though I'm right about everything all the time.
All right, I've learned nothing by asking this. So anyway, everyone's mind.
Yeah, no, it was Darien. Darien Shields.
Ooh.
Last name Shields.
Darien Shields? That's a good name.
It's a good name.
Can someone hook me up with a Darien Shields?
I'm looking to get piped down by a Shields.
I would. He could ghost me. I wouldn't even be mad. I'd be like, ooh. I fucked some guy named Darien Shields and he never talked to me again, but we did it in a loft. The fancy kind.
Okay, maybe it wasn't so much a loft as much as it was the top bunk, but
it was pretty
tall.
Darien Shields fucks
in Williamsburg.
Fucks in one of those lofts with like a big glass window and no fucking shades, you know? I'm not boning down in any more of these, like, it's a loft, but what I mean by loft is it's a giant warehouse with like barracks built into it.
I'm just thinking of Jake's house now.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Specifically, I'm not having sex at Jake's house anymore. It's above a glue factor. Okay, so we all get our memory back. That's what's important, and that's the first 2 minutes of the show. And then it cuts to this wonderful commercial for the Mazda CX-5. And for just $209 per month for 36 months, you could own such a luxurious vehicle. And this is one of Car Choice's cars of the year and one of the best ones. And it drives around. No Matthew McConaughey in this Mazda.
Zoom, zoom, zoom.
Zoom, yep. Zoom. So check that out.
Damn. Remember that when McConaughey won Best Actor and then like right after was like, I'm going to do a car commercial. Yeah. And you're like, dude, you fucking rule.
I'm in a Lexus.
I love that so
much.
Why don't
they ever have Matthew McConaughey say zoom, zoom, zoom?
I think he does in that commercial.
Zoom, zoom, zoom.
I think he literally goes like zoom, zoom, like right at the end, and then he drives away.
No way.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, dude.
Dude, you're making up wild shit today. There's no way that one happened. Matthew McConaughey we're all,
this
says
is the, this whole episode is just us making shit up.
I feel like Katie,
we all just keep lying.
Katie came in here and gave both of us like a serious fever disease, and now we're all hallucinating in a circle. We're like,
Katie
yeah,
is
yeah,
a gas leak right now.
You should have seen it.
I just have an ocular migraine coming on, so that's all that's happening here, friends.
Sailor Moon, use your spirit migraine.
Yeah.
Oh, Sailor
that's
Moon,
when there's eight
use
of them,
your
right?
healing escalation on my fucking brain.
So... Usagi, her boyfriend is blasted, and he is lying down on her lap, and she is crying onto his face, and that gives her the power to get a sweet gown.
Right.
She gets the Princess Serenity gown instead of her sailor suit.
Yeah, she transforms into Princess Serenity.
And it's so beautiful, all the other girls have to talk about it. They're like, wow, she's so beautiful.
She looks great in white. It's really her color.
Yeah, and again, just looks like she's getting married. It looks like every scene she's getting married.
I think that's like where people who are like, people who think about princesses in like a positive way, I think that's like what they think being a princess is.
Triple P, positive princess people.
Yeah.
They think it's like you're getting married every day.
I could see that. And like, if you're a psycho who loves monarchy, like having a wedding every day probably sounds fun and not some sort of Faustian hell.
Yeah,
well,
this is a joke that we're never gonna.
Who runs the wedding? I mean, once you're at the wedding, it's fun. It's the day before the wedding that's stressful.
Yeah, could you imagine if every day was the day before the wedding?
Oh, Maron, don't take me there. You gotta talk to a lot of uncles and aunts.
What the fuck combo was that?
Gotta talk to a lot of uncles and aunts. And here's the thing.
It's a candlestick from Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, you sound like...
Zootalor!
Like Keenan in aunts. The bathtub. Keenan and all that.
Everyday French.
Yeah, Everyday French with Pierre Escargot.
Yeah.
Dude, shout out to Keenan.
Ah, super!
Ah, super. So this is the scene where Usagi turns into a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
She got that gown on, and her friends are like, oh, her body is changing. My God.
My God.
Oh, she's so beautiful
now. She's going through
crystal
puberty.
Gonna make a man very happy one day.
Alex, please.
Oh, she has one and
this
he's
bit
dead.
This bit is Cajun man talking to his daughter.
Please, Alex,
Jiminy,
please.
Crick is
please
your beautiful.
Move it on. Please.
Oh, beautiful woman.
Please.
Someone's looking mighty fine.
You look just like your mother. The queen of the freaking moon.
As he's
moon.
Fanning himself. Your mother was the queen of the freaking moon.
Oh, they say she's made out of cheese, but I tell you she's all woman.
I'm gonna die. I'm gonna die to Cajun impersonations.
You think I put my dick in a cheese? You think I put my dick in a cheese? It's a woman.
Because my brain's poisoned, I'm just thinking of Pepe Prawn saying all this.
So, Sailor Moon, now that she has this gown, also gets a handy clock. What kind of clock is this?
Well, no, that's Mamoru's.
Yeah, she got it before.
It's like a timepiece. It's not like on a wrist. It's
just like a pocket watch.
It's a pocket watch. That's the word I was looking for.
Yeah,
and she's holding
watch.
It, and she's like, Mamoru's broken clock is actually not broken. It's ticking, and it's ticking backwards. What does that mean? And I think it's that it's going back in time, and that's what gives her explicit memories.
Yeah, and then she remembers...
that his name is actually Endymion.
And she remembers her war trauma.
And he is the Prince of Earth. And Jeremy should pay attention here. So Earth is united as one country, and the moon is one country.
Mm-hmm.
And they're neighbors in space.
So this was insane. The Earth as one country.
Very logical. Very logical.
This is also in the past.
It's in the past in space.
Technologically advanced enough for interstellar travel, but they're also in the past.
Yeah, they're in the past,
and
everyone has pitchforks.
Swords.
Just consider for a moment, though, that this was on.
Earth is Pangea still.
Which is pretty cool.
Is Earth Pangea or is it one country? Because that's what I. pictured it as was a one world government.
Yeah, it's that.
Yeah.
It's a Zionist world order.
Well, so what I was going to say is that this was on Toonami at the same time as Gundam Wing was.
Yeah.
Which would mean that there was a time and place where you would have gotten 2 out of your 4 afternoon anime block shows suggesting a one world government to you.
Yeah, but to be fair, in the original Sailor Moon, although like they do make this point, it is nowhere near as driven as home on that point as this. They're just like Endymion was a prince on Earth.
Well, they really flesh it out, and they're like, there's one country in all of the Earth, and it has a king, and Endymion is the prince, and he's so handsome that I would seal down from the moon to just have a look and drink in that ass.
Yeah, it's like a Greek myth, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very mythical. And so she's looking at him, and one day he's like, oh, you looking? And so they come, and they kiss, and she's like, it is forbidden that we kiss. And he goes, well, guess what? Here comes another one. And then he's like,
maybe this is why, you know, this is another case of anime giving you terrible advice, because I have creeped on plenty of people. And let me tell you, they're not psyched about it.
They ain't no Earth Prince.
I'd be like, so weird, we're at this same party again. They're like, get away from me.
Well, as we agreed previously, Endymion or Mamoru is a predator and does not care the circumstances at which there is a creeping. He's space 36 and she's space 14.
So I creep, yeah, on the Earth Kingdom.
So they've been kissing, and then it says that the Earth and the Moon went to war, which is shown by a mob of people storming the Earth Palace, and the evil disturbed villain from last episode, the one who's like the biggest villain of all and is just a frowny face in a glass cloud, appears over a woman and possesses her and makes her stab Endymion with a giant sword.
In which Jeremy made the good observation, because they don't actually show the stabbing, they just show the lunge and Sailor Moon screaming Endymion, and then rose petals fly everywhere, and
rose
it's
petals.
Like, is...
He's a pinata for rose petals.
Yeah, he's a scarecrow full of rose petals.
He's done full of these rose petals.
Instead of stuffing him full of dead leaves, they stuffed him full of rose petals because he's a very expensive scarecrow.
Look, the thing is about scarecrows...
This is a very fussy scarecrow.
You can use leaves. Leaves will get the job done. It will make a sheet look like a man and scare away birds. But if you want one that smells nice, you gotta go for roses.
Oh my god, this would be like out of a sitcom where like... a wealthy New York gay guy has to move out to like the country to start a farm.
I see where you're going with this. And they're like, go make
and like the way that they suggest,
he's...
like he's a fussy, wealthy gay guy, is he has a scarecrow stuffed with rose petals.
I'm like, my mind's so poisoned. I've been fantasizing so hard lately about basically living one of those movies where I just like am forced to flee New York for some reason. And I like have to start over a small town. And let me tell you guys, I turn it upside down.
Oh, Katie, no.
You know,
people
first...
are set in their ways there.
I know. But I'm like, you just gotta live a little. I do like a makeover on someone or whatever.
Nice. Your hair comes in one color and it stays that way.
Yeah.
The Lord dyes my hair.
We can't have a wacky house party. It's after 8 p.m.
Let me show you how Jews do it.
That's your catchphrase?
I give them all these like weird ideas about what Jews are like.
Yeah.
The network show just called like Katie the Jew. Now on at 6. It only airs in like the Midwest. It goes to the coast and people are just like, that's not a show. So anyway, in the past, they were in love. Endymion was murdered by this crowd. And then I think Sailor Moon is also murdered, or she seals herself away in time with a spell. And they're eventually reincarnated as Mamoru and Usagi on Earth, and they've had their memories lost. And that's what this whole show has been about, although it's been very unclear the entire time. And so you watch it, and then sometimes you do your recap podcast, and you didn't even know that Endymion is the Earth Prince, even though that's what the whole episode was.
Yeah.
Yeah,
weird.
Could
it's
happen
a bad
to anyone.
Show, so I just kind of zone out a lot.
No, you can't zone out because we have to recap it on mic.
Sorry,
basic stuff.
Sorry, I'll pay hard attention to Sailor Moon Crystal you going better. Forward.
Episode 10, you're recapping, sir.
I don't trust him to do it.
It's not going to happen.
I will be doing it. I have a true love of the Crystalverse. So Sailor Moon is just weeping about her boyfriend who is dead on her lap. And we were doing fun voices of her being like, he drank too much and he's passed out.
Because he does look like he has alcohol poisoning.
Yeah, he doesn't look dead. He doesn't have any wounds or anything. He's
about
just like,
being triggered. I definitely have been that girl when I was like 24.
Yelling about somebody who has alcohol poisoning or having alcohol poisoning?
No, my boyfriend was an alcoholic.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. I remember begging someone at a bar to give me a ride.
He's also way older than you.
He was.
You're just like Sailor Moon.
Just like Sailor Moon.
Oh, no.
We can't take him to the hospital. They'll know I'm dating a 36-year-old. The nurses will own me. And she never turns her back on her friends.
It's crazy how many parties I went to in high school where like somebody just had alcohol poisoning and everyone was just like partying around them.
Oh yeah, dude, I've had alcohol poisoning. People
you
party
have?
Around me. Yeah, well, I mean, maybe it was just blacking out and it wasn't alcohol
you
poisoning.
Definitely
what's
seem
the difference
like- kind of person that they're like, oh no, Alex blacked out, and they just kind of like leave you on the porch with a towel over you, and they're like,
yeah,
you'll be
I
fine.
Feel like I put out an energy that invites punishment.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree?
Yeah, I'd say so.
I beg the world to end me. And with that said, Sailor Moon is crying and crying, and mm-hmm. a crystal appears.
Yeah.
Falls out of her
it comes
tear
out of her
duct.
Eye.
Yeah, it's like that old version of Beauty and the Beast.
Where the beast passes a stone?
No, where, it's Cinderella. The old version of Cinderella, where when Cinderella cries, like rubies and gems fall from her eyes, and then her evil stepsisters, like snakes and toads and shit, come out their mouth because they're vile.
What?
Damn, that's fucked up.
Is this in the Disney one?
No, of course not. It's like the real one.
A thing that it just feels like we're all having a fever dream together. But
no,
yeah,
like,
you know when she cries
the
rubies
classic,
come out.
The classic fairy tale.
Okay.
You know, in Cinderella.
Cinderelli.
She gets her Sailor Scouts and they're gonna do their big attack.
I get it confused because there's this French version of Beauty and the Beast that kind of combines Cinderella with that, and they actually show you the crystal things in that one. But yeah, it's like in the classic fairy tale story.
It has like a
written word,
slightly off Eastern European title, like the woman and animal.
No, but since it's French, they're always like La Bista. I love
it. Gaston was Italian. I know that he's like French because
he was
it takes
Italian
place
in his behavior.
He's the manliest man in all of France.
Yeah, he was like
it
the microscene of France
in the fucking song.
Yeah, no, but he just lives in France. What I mean is, do you think he's Italian living in France?
He's pretty
because his vibe is very Italian.
That's how he owns it.
He's swarthy, but he's too vain to be truly Italian.
Yeah,
he doesn't love his mother.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, he doesn't place his mother above himself.
No, he just places his many broads on his shoulders.
I just don't buy him as French is the thing.
I know French guys who've been like that.
Yeah, I definitely have known the
There's
French.
Definitely like a chauvinist French dude.
Yeah, but
like
they're always skinny.
They are often skinny. No,
I don't know any jacked French guys.
I ran a show at the Ange Noir Cafe in Bushwick, and it was the proprietor was the strongest French man I have ever seen, and he was pissed that we ran an open mic at his venue. And every day I thought, this is going to be the day Anghi snaps and kills us all. But he never did.
He never did.
I'm still here.
He hated silliness. He's
two
like
2 years of free sandwiches later.
Didn't the fire alarm next door used to go off like every week?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I remember from that mic.
Well, there were good things too. Like everyone wanted to have sex with the barista. You don't
remember
that?
Yeah, I remember
that.
Yeah,
see,
good things.
Good open mic.
Yeah, good open mic.
I made up prompts.
Yeah, the prompts are the best part.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was a fun thing.
I like the prompts.
Every day I'd be like, you have to do your set as a pirate.
I would always do like the same ones where I would put in like you're terrified of the curtain.
Yeah.
Or like you're in love with the phone booth.
Man, that is funny every time.
It's always fun, yeah.
Yeah,
and it's like a doable challenge that you can do while still actually practicing your jokes.
And then
instead of the ones where it's just like read a text from your mom and you're like, I'm not wasting time doing that.
I have 4 minutes because of the extra minute from the challenge, and I'm not wasting it calling Jan. Yeah, some people got so salty about that because they're like, I just want to do more time and I don't want to be fun.
It's like, then just go to the other open mic.
Then you can fuck off to any other open mic in the city, pal, because here we're being French and gay.
Wee wee, bitch. That's me. Wee wee.
Wee wee wee.
All the way home.
Thank you. Okay, so this is all to say Sailor Moon has produced the Silver Crystal of Lore.
Through her eyeballs.
Through her damn eyeballs. Yeah, she passed a stone.
She passed a stone through her tear duct.
Ow.
Ow!
And it comes out and it's like cut. It's a cut stone. It's not a natural stone.
Yeah, Jeremy.
There's a jeweler in her eye.
Yeah, there's somebody who cut that. And yeah, so that means that there's pieces of it out there.
Oh, yeah.
There's probably still
there's shards elsewhere that were cut off.
Yeah,
to make
are
that shape.
They on the cutting room floor of uncut gems?
Well, it'd be cut gems because the uncut gems don't have anything.
Pal, fuck off.
I do appreciate how far you went to put that together, but
let Katie have it. Adam Sandler's back in Hollywood.
I've heard it's really good.
All right, we're not talking about that right now.
We're not talking about
There's
it.
There's no time for that,
Find
Jeremy.
Him. Yeah.
All right, I've
Adam
heard it's good.
Adam Sandler will be discussed in 1 hour when we watch our next episode of Sailor Moon Crystal. Let me explain the rest of this plot, please. So now that the crystal is out, all of the villains notice at once. Queen Beryl sees it in her magical eye, her orb that she looks in.
Her crystal ball.
Her crystal ball. And then the evil, spooky ghost that was in the past sees it, and he goes, "There's silver crystal!" And then all of the villains kind of like make a coming sound. We're like, "What?"
Yep. Coming sound, like, huh?
Oh, the crystal.
The thing is, Alex makes a good observation because they all go to attack, and the Sailor Scouts just kind of stand there in their way, and it's like, couldn't they just, like, go grab the crystal?
Yeah, go
just
get the crystal.
This is where the animation gets so shitty because they're supposed to be in a fight, but they, it's not even like the physical animation itself is bad. They just straight up don't show them fighting or doing anything. So it's just very confusing because you don't know who's hitting who or what. And suddenly they grab
Mamoru
and they don't show.
Who's passed out from drinking.
But they don't show the action of him being taken. Just suddenly he's in their arms.
He's just over there.
Yeah, and it's really confusing and
it was
not
like they
good.
Made a 30-minute show and then brought it to air, and they're like, you can only air 21 minutes of this. And they're like, just get the gist of it out there. This is kind of what the show is. Everyone does beams all of a sudden. All the Sailor Scouts do beams. And the bad guys do beams. And then they steal Mamoru and they leave. And they don't even have the crystal.
Yeah, they think it's inside of him.
Why do they think that?
Because a little magic drop out of the crystal fell inside of him before he went away.
Yeah.
If you weren't here to explain this show to me, I would be so confused.
But that happened on the screen. This isn't even like me knowing stuff previously.
Sure, but you have like an expanded version of from having seen the show a bunch and read the
manga. I will say these next few scenes,
living the life of Sailor Moon.
This whole episode, like, there's stuff that's kind of alluded to it in the other show, but this is completely off the rails.
It's
from
off
like what
text.
I know.
It's off the rails like this podcast.
But so they cavity search him.
Wait, we're not there yet. We're not there yet. So Queen Beryl has stolen Mamoru, and then we see this wonderful ad for Mazda's Season of Inspiration with the CX-5, which again, you can own for only $209 a month for only 36 months. If that's not a deal, what is?
Zoom, zoom, zoom.
Zoom, zoom.
Is that Mazda?
Yeah, but they also haven't used that catchphrase in
like
10
Matthew
years.
McConaughey again. Zoom, zoom.
Zoom, zoom, zoom. That's what I love about Mazdas. I keep getting older. They use the same zoom, catchphrase.
Zoom. Oh, no, yep.
Yes, they zoom. Yes, they zoom.
Yes, they zoom. So back on Earth in the special space palace owned by the cats.
That is like inside a video game.
Is it inside a video game?
Yeah, don't you remember the stairs appear under the arcade cabinet?
No.
In like two episodes ago?
I believe you.
Yeah, that's where it is. It's just
a lot of jarring stuff happens in this. And apparently it's under the arcade that the cats own. And all the girls are there and they're just watching Sailor Moon just cry.
Yeah, because sometimes you just gotta let it out.
Her boyfriend just OD'd.
He got kidnapped in a white van.
He was kidnapped.
They sent him to one of those schools for bad kids.
He was kind of like the movie Taken.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In a way. Because he's addicted to heroin. They're like, we're going to keep him hooked up to heroin. Because our plans make no fucking sense. You know?
It made sense in Taken.
No, it didn't. They were wasting so much heroin on this unconscious girl.
No, they were trying to make her addicted. She wasn't into heroin before the movie. The whole thing was they were getting her hooked on heroin so that she would be a more obedient prostitute for them. Because she needs the heroin now.
It just seemed so far-fetched.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's not like, I don't think anyone does that, but that is, like, in the movie what I think it was supposed to be.
Like, you would get so much more money out of your heroin than you would from, like, a slightly more obedient prostitute. Like, just, like, on a price point. If you're doing that in your gang, like, reevaluate your sex slavery.
I mean, I have absolutely no
idea.
It's a
bad business model.
I don't know how much heroin costs.
It's very lucrative. You gotta
sell it. Is it? I don't know.
You gotta.
What is the cost of heroin?
Oh my God, let me leave!
Katie has to leave so she can become addicted to heroin.
I just want to take it
to do podcasts.
Extra strength Excedrin and to close my eyes.
Okay, so anyway, this girl is just crying and they don't know what to do. And Sailor V's like, I fucking lied about being the princess because I wanted to be your fucking friend. And then she's boyfriend's dead.
Sailor V is on a mission. And she's the only one that knows what's going on. This show does such a bad fucking job of developing any of these girls' personalities.
Well, guess
what? It's like a true disservice.
If your personality is that you lie to me, you're not my friend. You're just another bitch.
Anyway. Yeah, it sucks. They're not developing anybody. I'm mad that we haven't spent any time with Sailor Jupiter since we met her.
No, it's all Sailor V, who's
a liar. No, that's what I'm saying. Like, every single one of these girls, like, has, like, a lot of, you know, personality stuff, and they're just, like, not doing any of it.
I've heard Sailor V cheats.
It seems like we just meet them, and that's the exposition we get, they're just with us now.
Like, I mean, they just totally wipe out everything about them, and it's, like, the whole point is, it's like a, you know, it's like a boy band. Like, you have your favorite person.
Right.
You know, like, each, like...
Sailor Moon, Sailor Jupiter, Lance Bass.
You know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm.
Dirty Pop.
Da-da-bop.
It, you can't stop. So this must be Sailor Moon Crystal. So we spend more time discussing the Earth versus Moon War, which I've already expertly laid out for you, the audience. Sailor Moon is then triggered even thinking about the Earth War, and her eyes get really big, and she's like, oh, fuck, I'm gonna cry again. And then we cut. No one knows what to do with it.
It's like... It's true, though.
It was just like that. We cut to the bad guys, and the bad guys are in the dark realm, and it's just them around the unconscious Mamoru, and they're like...
They have him hooked up to heroin bags.
Yeah, they have him hooked up to heroin bags. They're like, we searched his whole body, even inside his dick.
It's so funny. They literally say, like, we searched his whole body. And then there's, like, a pause.
Yeah, as if
everybody at once is being like, oh, okay.
Oh, his whole body. Yep. Oh, no.
Fingers went into butt.
Yeah. See if the silver crystal is in there by the prostate.
Like in the Beavis and Butthead movie when the FBI guy wants everybody to get cavity searched all the time, and he keeps saying, like, don't stop until you feel the back of his teeth.
So anyway, he's just being violated, and he's hooked up to the heroin machine, but... All of the dark princes are there, Kunsight and all the other sites that we can't remember. And they're like, what makes him so special? And Kunsight's like, oh, he's Prince Endymion. Oh, I remember him. And he's like, nothing. Nothing makes him special. I don't know who he is.
Well, especially because, like, these are supposed to be very homoerotic villains. And, like, two of them are supposed to be in a relationship. So, like, who knows? Maybe Kunsight used to fucking get down with Mamoru backstage. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm trying to make a pun with, Kunsight. Nah, it's a hard word to make a pun out of.
Yeah.
Never cut this out.
How about
exactly? Kumsight.
Kumsight. Yeah. Poonsight.
He nice. Would. I definitely decided while I was watching it that he would bottom.
But if he was like a womanizer type, if he was a womanizer type with like a pickup at like a local bar,
wait,
he'd be like, "Yeah, time for
Poonsight." I think Poonsight would bother.
I like him as like a white trash type though.
Yeah,
showing up to bars like, "All right, time for Poonsight." These ladies don't know what's coming, and then like there's no ladies at the bar, and he's like, "All right, I guess I'll play pool."
I may be in West Virginia, but I am wearing a scarf.
That's just Max.
Yeah,
that's the Max story.
Max is Kunsight.
I may be in West Virginia, but I'm wearing a scarf. The Max Ogle story.
Max is Kunsight, I've decided. He's a powerful villain. Anyway, they're being bad, and they have Mamoru. Luna and Artemis, the cats, explain the whole Earth story again, and they're like, by the way, cute image for you, we were locked in little cat chambers.
Yeah, they do like
a... the moon, and it was on screen, and I was just like, oh!
Yeah, they're in little jars, like in Bonsai
meow,
Cat. It's
meow,
very funny.
Meow, little cat jars, meow! If there's more cats, I don't care if the show's garbage, you just show me cats doing stuff, I'm gonna give you a great score. That's how you win a great score from me, pal. Sailor Moon, we cut back to her, and she's freaking out, and her hair is too long. And the girls are like, wow, because you remembered you're a princess, your hair is even longer. And she's like, that makes sense.
It's a really weird scene where they go to visit her, and they knock on the door, and they're like, can we come in? And she's like, 1 minute. And they're, I guess they're... she just wanted to pose with her really long hair, because they walk in and it's not like she was struggling to get dressed or anything. She's just sitting there with her really long hair.
It's simply too long. But it was already long.
That's the thing. Like, it didn't look different to me than before. It's just, it wasn't in buns.
So they all do her hair for a while, which really speaks to the intended audience of the show.
Yeah.
And they're like, Sailor Moon, you don't have to cry that your boyfriend was Liam Neeson style taken. We'll go get him back. Girl
Luna's
power.
Luna's like, we gotta go to the moon.
Yeah. Luna the cat says, quote, and I wrote this down, I think we should go to the moon. And everyone's like, what the fuck?
That's the thing, is nobody has that response. Everybody's like, you're right.
Well, my initial reaction is, oh, we can go to the moon?
Why didn't we do that immediately?
Do you have a cat rocket? Why? What are we doing here?
Yeah. She says we have to go to the moon. No explanation on how.
No, and the rest of them are looking at her like she's new, like they're visiting from another show, and they're like, talking cat. The moon? What the fuck? And then music plays, and we take dramatic shots of the girls being like, moon, moon time. Let's go to the moon.
To moon.
Moon time, everyone.
Let's sync up.
Sync up.
Sync up, everybody.
Sync up our cycles and go to the moon.
It's moon time.
On the moon, it's always your period.
Yeah. The moon sucks.
That's why they only sent men.
You don't want to get too close. Yeah. It's terrible.
That's why I don't feel well. There was a full moon a few days ago.
Ah, woo!
Huge moon the other day.
Yeah, I became 95% period. Coming out my eyeballs.
And that's when we get
anyway,
to our
that's why women can't go
the
to the moon.
That's why we get to our favorite part of the show. Au suivre!
Au suivre!
Asufa Sailor Moon. Wow, another great episode of Sailor Moon Crystal. What do you rate it, fellas?
2 out of 7 Dragon Balls. Yeah, one. Whatever.
It was mostly a woman crying.
I agree. 2 out of 7. It was so fucking confusing. I, out of everyone on this show, want to like this show, and it was just dog shit. Yeah.
I give it 3 out of 7 for Cat Chambers. All right, Cat Chambers, more of that.
I see you, Cat Chambers.
Cat Chambers was pretty fucking funny.
Yeah, I might give it 3 out of 7.
Yeah, that was a hearty laugh I needed. So, 3 out of 7 all around, and time for a great song by the PNW power band Cat Power.
Okay.
All right.